This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world, the station of the stars.
Welcome back to part two of Postcard from Poprad. Online, on tablet, on PC, and on your Windows 8 phone, it's Postcard from Poprad. And we're just showing off a bit now, aren't we, really?
Mm-hmm. Are we? I think we should.
You should? Of course we should.
Yes. Oh, okay, I think then. Wonderful thing. Let's show off. I'll sing a little song.
Go on,
no,
then.
I won't. Go on.
No, you sing a little. No, you said you'll do it. Come on.
Yeah.
Postcards from Poprad on Windows 8. There you go.
Yeah.
Are you going to sing then?
Don't give up the day job.
yes, Eric.
What?
Which window are we going through today?
That'll be Windows 8, Lee.
Is that like the round window?
No, it's a square window, Lee. It's a square window with four windows inside it, Lee.
It's not the square window, Eric. It's the hip window. The window that everybody should be at.
Oh, God, I knew that was coming. Be egg jokes in a minute. Not made by aliens, then. a farmer says he wants to highlight the race for New Jersey governors by cutting images of two contenders in a cornfield of maize. What?
Can you have a cornfield of maize? Did you write this as well? Can you have a cornfield of maize? Can't you just have a cornfield of corn? Or you have a field of maize, which is a maize field?
No. You don't have a maize field. You have a cornfield of maize. It's a type of corn.
I live in the countryside. I live in the countryside on two continents. You have a maize field and a cornfield. Corn is corn, maize is maize.
Yeah, but this is a M-A-Z-E.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, I just thought it was humorous that this bloke had completely wasted these fields of whatever they contain, ruined the crop, because that will be the end of that.
Weird, that, isn't it?
Yeah, and nobody...
And especially in a substantial amount, because that Governor Christie, he's a mountain of a man.
It would be a big field, wouldn't it?
Big head.
And what's more, nobody can claim they were made by aliens.
You know, he's in a cornfield. Did he give them big ears?
I'm sorry to the people of Microsoft and Windows 8 for inflicting this pain upon your platform.
I'm not a problem shared as a problem
half. And if you're on the platform, are we on the platform?
Yes.
Is that like you having your garden at the end? Like you
no.
Your Z on top? Oh, wow.
It's another
like
one
on a bus.
It's another one of these. What? It's another one of these stolen words that's been changed.
Stolen words that's been changed, so nobody can recognise it anymore.
Yes,
yeah.
It's a bit like tranny and gay.
Tranny and gay are not interchangeable words. My intro is, well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anybody else who's listening, that doesn't mean tranny's all gays. That's a terrible thing to say.
No.
I think the whole of the tranny world, and we have some friends in the tranny world, who should be on to you sending you hate mail now. I'll get hate mail off dolls.
When I was 13 years old, I used to sneak to school with a tranny radio in my pocket.
And now you've got Lee Banks.
Yeah, yeah, little tranny radio, and all you ever did was fiddle with its knobs.
I nearly got caught once in assembly because the earpiece came out and it was on Radio 1's breakfast show. That was hysterical. But that's another story. It's like they have channels on the... These PR people, they talk about, we'll get it on that channel.
PRP. What a load of rubbish.
Where's that on me telly then? It's not on your television. It's on the internet. Well, there's
you
no chat.
Programs.
There's no
programs on the telly, and they've nicked that for computers and spelt it wrong. I bet you wrote that for them.
Thank you. Anyway, Simon Cowell is out. He's been outed. He's been outed. He's got a little. Mini.
I don't think that's against, right? You can't say he's been outed, because being outed is quite a relevant pointed towards being gay, and Simon Cowell is not gay.
It's
what
not.
He's done actually proves he isn't gay.
No, I mean, what I'm saying is grammatically correct. If it's not politically correct, not my problem.
He's not been outed. He's been revealed. He's been exposed. Sorry, Kai, right, now don't say Simon can't sue me for saying that he exposes himself, can he, because of that?
No, you're all right.
But he did
right.
expose himself it's to this young lady, didn't he? She wouldn't have ended up in that condition if he hadn't. So come on, try and sue me, Simon.
Well, anyway, it was the One Direction film, whatever it's called, premiere, in London this week. And
Direction's film. Have you seen it? Have you seen the advert for it?
Yes.
Where there is, genuinely, there is a warning on this film saying, contains mild language. What a load of rubbish.
It's stupid if you watch this film.
Well, yeah, but what's wrong with mild language? Licking heck is mild language.
Do you know what you...
Their demographic is tweenies.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they have to give all the warnings, but I think they have to by censorship law and stuff like that, but... Did they give a warning that it makes you stupid to watch it?
Oh, you two are so old!
I only got the word stupid out of all that you said then, Rachel.
Oh, I heard it all.
I said, did they have a warning that it will make you stupid if you watch this film?
It will make people stupid. Of course it will. What a warning, mild language. I can think of some very mild language I'd like to say about it. What a blinking load of absolute tosh.
Oh, I work with two old people.
That's only because you're in the same old people's home with us.
Yeah, we wheel up to your door to do so.
But at least we're not in a bath chair with a comb over.
Thank God for Europa Devar and Capital Radio.
How's your bag?
What bag?
It's full.
It's full.
Over. Oh,
God, it's the first programme on Windows 8 and it's gone down the tubes.
That's what you should do with your bag. Empty it. You don't have to start putting bicycle clips on your pants and wobble.
Oh, dear. Anyway, Simon Cowell's going to become a daddy. He upstaged the whole of the One Direction film on the red carpet because everybody wanted to talk to him about that. But there you go, such is life. I just think this is a bizarre story because there's the world's cheapest car for sale in India. And no one's buying it because there's a snob factor to it. How much is your car? £1,400 or 100,000 rupees. Is that all you paid for your car? Oh,
but
that's...
They're brilliant cars.
I know, but they're having to put the price up.
I wouldn't do that for the status.
Sorry?
I wouldn't do that for the status, but I wouldn't do it for the status, but I'd be concerned about, you know, dying.
Well,
you do it for the status, don't you? What were those little what's it cars called that came in from Russia? We were all getting them in England years ago.
What, thingamabobs? What,
smart cars.
Thingamabobs.
Smart cars. They were called little ugly cars. They were the cheapest cars in the world, and everybody got them as fashion items. Everybody should get these as fashion items.
Yeah, you're right. Is it beginning with T?
I think it was the Tatra. It was called Tartarus or something, wasn't it?
No, but you're close. We'll get there in a minute. Somebody tell us, for goodness sake.
Yeah, somebody phone in.
Yeah.
The first time ever. Yeah. Well, Tata are a brilliant company. They make Land Rover and Jaguar. They make all sorts. They make all the buses in India.
Yeah.
They make all sorts. Everything in India is made by Tata family. And it's one big family. One big family of Indians who all sit round one big table and say, ooh, what should we make today then?
Yeah, but Lee,
and then they go out and make
something. There's a fundamental flaw with this car.
What?
You'd never fit in it.
I don't the sunroof, because it's warm in India, and it's sunny, so I could have my head out the sunroof. So
you'd have to. It'd be all right for Rach.
Yeah, I'd fit in it. It'd be probably the only car I could see over the dash.
Well, that's true, and Rach.
Sit on a cushion, Rach, you'd be fine.
Half of sitting on phone books is over. Excellent.
So, Rach, it's about half the size of a normal parking slot, so you get in easy.
Easy?
Yeah, and you wouldn't hit any more cars.
Would you get Robin?
No.
He'd have to go in the boot, wouldn't he?
Not a million years. He could use one as a roller skate.
That's right. Two-car family.
Yeah. Oh, my word.
They're a good idea, don't you? Not the little Tatra Nanos.
They're nice little cars, actually.
They're lovely. They're gorgeous. I'm very tempted. Radios in them.
I'm tempted to buy one.
They've got little wheels.
Have they?
Little steering wheel that you just sit there, and the little engine that goes like that.
Really?
And little winders for the little windows.
I don't want one.
And what do you get when you look through the little window?
Windows 8.
Exactly!
Yeah, right. Let's be sensible for a minute. The Eurozone, Eureka, this is going to upset some journalists.
Stinks. That's a good way to put Eureka. It stinks.
Pardon?
You said the Eurozone, Eureka. I said it stinks. But you didn't get me, so I repeated it so anybody would catch on. Eureka, it stinks. I've said it four times now. I've still not got all that.
No.
Eureka what? Eureka onions? Eureka garlic?
Exactly. See, Rachel, we're not in bath chairs, Eric. We don't have bags. We understand what's going on. We just, go
we
out.
Don't have and the bag on our shoulders.
Anybody who understands this humour, would they please write to the Insanity Division? Apparently, the Eurozone business activity grew at its fastest pace for 26 months in August, which means we should all go around going, yee-haw, isn't it?
Well, no, not really.
Why?
It all sounds very good, but all we're doing is perpetuating a flawed and dramatically failed system. Bartering should replace the Eurozone.
Why?
Well, because the Eurozone, the whole system of money, monetarism, doesn't work. We proved that by the states. Look, quite seriously, look at the state of Spain. Abandoned airports, abandoned towns, abandoned houses, Brits who can't move back to their own country because they can't afford
Lee, to. It would never work. Never
what?
Work.
What? Well,
bartering is when you take an equal-valued item and swap it for another equal-valued item, yeah?
Yeah, but what
basically,
you do here... Basically, you're right. What you're saying is right, but think of it this way. What you actually do now is give each other bits of paper that are worthless, are worth absolutely nothing. You get a bit of paper and you go and buy a car. You go and buy a little Nano for 1,400 bits of paper that are pointless and worthless. And do you know what? That paper is supposed to represent gold. And who in the world has got all the gold? Nobody actually knows.
No, that's true. But, I mean, the point in question is, as you quite rightly say, stupid little bits of paper. So for this to work, I'd have to go and find some 10-year-old computers. You'd have to have a million books to balance the value.
What, if we were bartering?
Yeah.
I'd swap me books for your computers.
No. My one 10-year-old computer... would be swapped for 1 million books. That would be quid pro quo.
One Elmore James for an old computer with Windows 8 on it.
Yes.
That'd be good fun. Nah, it never happened. An old name that was dying seems to be coming off of life support, possibly. Eastman Kodak are actually out of bankruptcy.
Isn't it funny they had negative equity?
You got to accentuate
the positive. Eliminate the negative.
Negative.
No, I sounded old.
But now it's gone to digital.
I'm getting
older. Yeah, they've gone
to digital.
Don't
worry, let me get back in a minute.
Okay. This is a really strong brand in points that were not managed properly, did not see where the market was going. They carried on churning out bits of plastic when everybody else was using one piece of microchip to do the job of rolls and rolls of film, and nearly ended up disappearing forever. And that would have been a shame, I think.
I think the one thing that companies like Kodak have given to this world by going digital and getting rid of those rolls of films, which were warm and dramatic and gave you fabulous feelings about photography.
Oh.
What companies like Kodak did, gave you digital photography, and by giving you digital photography, they invented orbs, which sent the whole new industry of supernatural investigators all over the world, because people now think that the little marks that you get on a digital camera, because it's because of the way it reflects light, a ghost. What a load of rubbish.
Oh, I'm doing my impersonation of Lurch again.
I'm doing mine of Thing. My hand's coming out of my box now.
Ew. Oh, salami.
I don't. You see it?
No, he hasn't got a salami.
It's like in your world, Lee, of printing papers and stuff. It's like saying you can't move forward from the original printing press.
No, it isn't. That
it is the same.
No, I'm not saying that at all. There is a place in the world. For obvious, we all have to grow. That's a natural state. We all have to grow and expand and take on new ideas and things. What my whole attitude towards things like getting rid of film and new technology replacing printing and things like that is that the subtlety, the charm, the warmth, what made it special has got lost along the way. And yeah, exactly, Rachel. And what should happen, and Rachel does agree with, I know this, is that the people who bring in new technology should respect the history and bring that history along with it and recreate it very much as Americans do with their own history, which was burnt down like because it was all
made. But the point is, Lee, Eastman Kodak were almost doing that to a degree, but the consumer world said, we don't want the old stuff, we only want the new.
But if you only gave... No, you're not giving him the old stuff. What you're bringing along is the technical ability. And, you know, it's like kerning in a headline on a newspaper where you work to make sure that headline is perfect in every detail. Yeah. It's an artistic job. You can't do that. You can't do that on new technology. No matter how sophisticated the technology is, you cannot recreate the art of the printer. And you cannot recreate through digital photography the real art of the photographer, because it just has been lost in the ether of consumerism. And if you gave the consumer good things, not average things, then the consumer would appreciate things and would appreciate the world more.
Really?
And that's my case. That was the only sensible thing.
So what you're saying is we should go back to using film, wait a month for Sundays to be able to see the pictures because you're not quite sure if they came out right. You miss the opportunity to retake it because the moment's gone and you paid the money for the film. Marvellous.
No, that is what I was saying.
He's not saying that's the opposite. That's the opposite of what he was saying.
Is it?
That's the opposite of what I'm saying.
Is it?
Photographers, and I've got a few friends that still use dark rooms, and it's the art of creating something from its beginning, like you would a painting.
Mm. Yes.
You've got hands on, and it's a touchy-feely, very tactile process.
I know.
And it's all getting lost. I've got friends who print out both, and they use both technologies, the old and the new. And some things they're like, oh, wow, that I can only get that how I want it if I use digital, and then I can only use that if I use an SLR. So they use both. But a lot of stuff is getting lost along the way in the advent to digital. It got lost along the way, so it doesn't translate as well. So there should be an avenue to be able to use both.
They'll start talking about records in a minute. Goodness sake.
You and I, Rachel, have just trounced Mr. Comb over.
Oh, well, we're just going to have even more arguments in a minute, aren't we? Facebook wants to access the world, would you believe? It wants to connect more than 1 billion people every month. How's it going to do that? Well, it's done. I have no flipping idea, actually. But what it's doing is partnering up with people like Samsung, Nokia, which have the Windows 8 mobile phone app for RTI on it, Ericsson, as well as Qualcomm and MediaTek. And the idea of this is just stupid.
Go on, then.
It's stupid. Microsoft have already poured something like $50 million, I think, could be 20, I can't remember if it's 20 or 50, into the right places, i.e. the third world countries like Africa, to enable people to have connectivity and, more importantly, to have independent news rather than state-run type stuff that a lot of people, well, right. It's just mushroom management. Now, I applaud that.
Yeah.
But how the dickens are they going to do it? I mean, Google have tried recently using, down in NZ, a balloon to provide better internet access. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. I can understand the technology of that. But who's going to pay for it?
I think you're quite right. How are you going to make this work? On what? In a way, I see this as an insult to the third world.
Me
I
too.
Really do.
Me too.
So, yeah. You know, why do all these people who are really living on the edge of poverty and agony need to have imaginary friends on Facebook? What are they going to do? You're going to watch, send them...
dealing with imaginary food.
Well, hang on a minute. Hang on. Whoa. Has anybody asked these people if they want to change to this style of lifestyle or whether they're much happier with the less stressful version they've got now?
I think you're quite right, and I think that's where, what's he called, Zuckerberg?
Yep.
Yeah, I think he needs to look at, he's one of the most powerful men in the world now, and I believe that the power has gone to his Facebook head.
It has. He's out of his gourd, and, you know, he should, if he wants to do something noble, it should be, he should take a leaf out of, you know, Gates and Jobs books.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. And supply money.
Well said.
Supply the kids with some clean drinking water.
Yes.
Right, and then, you know, when they're not dying of typhoid, let's then talk about Facebook.
Exactly. It's my fifth birthday. I want a mobile. I want a mobile. nearly 1 in 10 children has a mobile by the time they're 5 years old, according to new research that's just come out. Oh,
it's
my
ridiculous.
God.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. There is no need for it at all at that age. There is no need for it.
What are the parents doing?
Well, exactly. What's he doing?
I'll tell you what the parents are doing. The parents are sitting there round the family dinner table looking at their own phones.
It's ridiculous.
The whole thing, I'm here, I'm living this wonderful, exotic life in my own swimming pool, and I go out to restaurants in the evening because Spain's a country that's fallen on bad times, so I can live here 3 times more cheaply than I can live in England. And what does it happen? You go into a restaurant, and there's a family sitting around the table, and everyone from 5 years old to 90 is sitting there looking at their phone. What is that all about?
I have no
idea. There's a thing that's going on. You guys probably would have seen this in articles and whatnot over the last couple of months, but there's a new thing where you go, if you're going out to dinner or even if you're at home with your family or whatever, everybody has to put their phone face down in the middle of the table. First person to touch it has to pay the bill.
What a good idea.
What a good
it's
idea.
Brilliant.
It's wonderful.
Five-year-olds with phones, no. I've got a 16-year-old, and she had one when I had to work and she was at school, and then she was old enough to catch a bus home on her own. Then she had a phone, but all it could do was ring me.
That's right.
Yeah,
I quite agree. Yeah. We're going to move on to an express version of the news for the last bit of the programme, boys and girls. Yes, it's silly season news, but what on earth is this dentist thinking where he reckons he's going to clone John Lennon from a tooth?
It's a brilliant story. How can this have to do with the silly season? This is a brilliant story. You've got, we've turned the world into zombies with Facebook and phones, so let's send in some clones as well.
Right. I'm sure Yoko...
I feel like it's wrong.
Hang on, is this a PR stunt for a new John Lennon sort of greatest hits?
Probably. John Lennon was the only person out of the Beatles who had any talent at all.
Oh, fully.
I agree.
Excuse me. Dum, 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 dum. Anyone lend Google 50 cents for the Lecky meter? There was horrified people around the world. Around 40% of the internet traffic died, and nobody knew why.
And nobody cared.
It was a bloke who unplugged the one plug that they've got it all into. as simple as... There's so many... It's amazing for me to watch all the conspiracy theories coming up. And the bottom line is, I reckon they had a power failure.
I think that was exactly what happened.
And that's why they won't talk about it. I think this is quite interesting because Marissa Mayer used to work for Google and she left Google to go and work for Yahoo.
And now Yahoo!
Yahoo! And she's now...
Wait, you know, really, does nobody own the title Yahoo before Yahoo nicks it?
I don't think so.
That's a pity, isn't it?
Yahoo!
Yahoo!
Oh, God, old television programmes. So anyway, Marissa Mayer must be sitting there going, nah, because figures have just come out to show that Yahoo is the biggest website, believe it or not, in the US, knocking Google off the top slot. How
you
good
could say it was a window of opportunity.
Right. those nasty people at the John Lewis partnership, never knowingly undersold. Well, they've undersold their staff. Someone's tumbled it. Apparently, the staff have not been paid a share out of £40 million. What?
Did you write this as well?
Why?
Well, 100 times 69, or 100 times 70,000, say, for easy reckoning, is 700,000, is 7 million, isn't it?
Yes.
Then you've only got another 20 quid times that, so you're looking at probably about 12 to 14 million. So why are they saying they've got to pay out 40 million?
Because there's different people on different pay levels.
They say the average,
we did indeed. TVs are about to become swamped with new missold CPP adverts because the Financial Conduct Authority has come to a deal with the credit card people, the Credit Protection Plan Limited.
Exactly. We're getting ripped off again now.
Yes.
Because I tell you what, you won't get your money, mates.
Oh, they will. The people will get the money of the TV stations.
Exactly. That's it. Everybody's making hay out of people being ripped off by the organisations that have bankrupted the world.
Indeed. Who hit F5 at the NASDAQ this week? As the NASDAQ freezes, I reckon someone just hit refresh on the computer. F5. And the whole thing just crashed for a bit.
Go on, Rachel, you say something, because I haven't any idea what you're talking about either.
I think they might have been parked next to Google.
This is true. This is very true.
It all seems to be coincidental, don't you think?
He's right.
That's what I like about Rachel. Jumped in there when I said I couldn't think of anything to say, said something off the cuff, didn't make any sense at all, but it sounded brilliant.
Right, and we finish with a complete cock-up by the Australian tourism officials who've got into an awful spat because they've decided that a kangarooed, as Lee put it, should be censored because it's got no clothes on and was sitting on Facebook.
It was actually, this is incorrectly reported, actually, because what happened was they put it up on their website and as pixelated because it was hilarious that it was pixelated, and that's why they put it there. Mm. They thought it was hilarious. They said, why would anybody pixelate a kangaroo's private parts?
Yes.
Big bats, of all people, wobble roos. Mm. And it turns out it was a big... They thought it was hilarious, and they put it up on their site, and then everybody got all excited about it and said, why are you pixelating da 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 da?
I don't think you got excited, Rachel.
I don't think they did at all. That's it, boys and girls.
Why don't you keep it in its posing pal?
I don't know. That's it, boys and girls. We've got to end the programme there. That's the first of many with RTI, postcode from Pop Brad, online on Windows tablet and PC and Windows 8 phone. Time to say goodbye, Rachel.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
R-E-I. Goodbye, Rach.
And you, Lee.
Bye-bye, everybody.
And bye-bye from me. See you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones. R-E-I.